From Neustadt to Lincoln.
8 days, 600 miles. BBC Lincolnshire's Cycling Challenge for BBC Children in Need.
BBC Lincolnshire.
Be part of it.
Yes, day two of the BBC Lincolnshire Cycling Challenge. How are they getting on? Only one person can tell us. Rod Whiting, our breakfast man. How are you feeling, Rod?
Guten Tag, Paul. Happy Lincolnshire Day.
Same to you. How are you celebrating there?
Well, I'm celebrating in the German sunshine, if I'm honest. We're just taking a break from the saddle just to talk to yourself. And let me describe the scene for you. If I look upwards, I see cloudless blue skies and the sunshine off to my left beating down on us. And the German tourists who are camped in this campsite right in front of me. As I scan down the horizon opposite, we have very heavily wooded hillsides, and poking out of the tops of the trees are the odd chateaus, or I suppose you'd call them Schlossel here, castles, and very Gothic-looking buildings that sort of line the River Rhine, which is flowing majestically past us here, and interspersed in between these castles, you see the odd boats coming by, and there are all sorts of there's a sort of miscellany of boats coming by, which is great big floating hotels, little pleasure boats, and then these enormous barges carrying their industrial loads. There is never anything not to see here. It is just it's a great way to pass the time in the saddle.
Rod, I'm surprised how perky and poetic you're sounding after cycling for... how many hours have you been cycling now?
What have we done today? 3 hours, so we've been cycling for 13 hours so far. So we're still fairly early into the journey. A long day yesterday, 10 hours in the saddle. And we knew, by George, we knew it at the end of yesterday. We were still cycling in the dark to get to our hotel at Bingen, which is about 35 miles behind us now. We're sort of well into day two. And I think just starting to feel, the effects of that. I mean, there are parts of the anatomy that are, shall we say, a little bit sore today.
A bit yellow, yes. Maybe.
Yes. We've had another incident today, and we've had our first, injury, if you could say that, in the sense that we had a bit of a spill yesterday coming out of Neustadt with John having a disagreement with his cleats. These are the things that hold you into your lock you into your pedals,
yes,
gives you better traction.
We were discussing your cleats last Saturday, actually.
Yes. And then, blow me, if we didn't have a rerun this morning, some German tourists decided to step out and admire a train going by, which is a sort of pastime here in Germany, I suppose. And John braked suddenly and then lost his balance and off he came. Unfortunately, Louise was right behind him. The lack of warning meant that she also tumbled as well. And she's grazed her knee quite badly, but... She's okay. She's a walking wounded.
Oh,
I'll put her on in a minute and she can tell you how she feels about the whole episode. And she might have calmed down a bit by now. And the unknown factor really is how we're going to cope with that as we get sort of into day three, day four. As I say, a bit sore, a bit tired today, but spirits are high despite the incident.
Poor old John Pakey, though, he's had two incidents now in 2 days. John Pakey, sports editor of the Lincolnshire Echo, bless him. How is he?
He seems to be at the centre of this, doesn't he? I think he's becoming a little bit of a liability for us. So I did go into the back of John's wheel. My front wheel went into that, and I came off, fell on my left-hand side, and I'm a bit bruised and grazed all along the left-hand side. But no tears. I just got back on the bike and just had a bit of a ride on my own, just to clear my head, just to calm down. So I'm okay now.
Good. I mean, it's so hard to imagine how you must be feeling. And I think it's just incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to put myself in your position. And what you need to do to pledge your support, you can help make it all worthwhile. Go to virginmoneygiving.com/BBC Lincolnshire. Or you can send a cheque made payable to the BBC Children in Need Appeal. Send it to us here at BBC Lincolnshire, Newport in Lincoln. Or you can donate by text.
Donate £5 to Children in Need. Text the word BIKE to 70705. Text messages will cost £5 plus your standard network charge, and £5 will go to Children in Need. For full terms and conditions, visit bbc.co.uk/pudsey.